We are on Daf, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel, Amed Aleph, 3 lines from the bottom. We heard in the Mishnah, Vamishtatev, Imohem, Tzorech, Lirshaim. If a person became a shutef with a koyin or a goyim, so Miker Adin is potter from giving matonis, Shutvis Akum, Shutvis Koyim Paters. But after Pikain, Alts Maris Ein, he has to make a Rishime and the Matonis to the people should not be choshed him, that people should not be choshed him, that he's not giving the Matonis. So you have to make a Rishime Alts Maris Ein. So, the Mishnah would seem, Vamishtatev imohem, is Mishtatev with a koyin or a goy. Tzorech Lirshem, he has to make this Rishimim, that people should not be choshed him, that he's not giving the matonis, but he's potter from the matonis. Vafilu imohivet kechovim, a Mishtatev imohem. So it's going on Tzai a koyin, and Tzai an oivet kechovim. Reminu, so the Gemara asks Akasha, we learned a baraisa. A mishtatev im koyin, if a person became a shutef with a koyin, tzorech lirshaim. You have to make a rishime. That's like our Mishnah. A mishtatev im oivet kechovim, if a person became a shutef with a goy, upsule amigdoshim, or a person had a behema of psulei amukdoshim, which is potter from matonis, because it's ketzviva chayol, and ketzviva chayol are not mechuyev in matonis. Ein tzorech lirshem. So, b'kitzur, we have a baraisa that a mishtativ im ha'akum does not have to make a rishime on the matonis bishum marisai. The Mishnah, it seems, he does have to make a reshim. Let us see Rashi. Vafilim oivet kechovim b'tmiyah. That's what it seems from the Mishnah. The Reminu, ha-mishtati b'makoyin, im oivet kechovim. Oy ha-moicher psulei ha-mikdoshim she-nivdu v'shochton ha-mochem. A person is selling psulei ha-mikdoshim she-nivdu. And we have to understand that this was the Mokim, Shchitas HaBehemes, there was Kahanim there, and everyone was there, and used to go and give out the Matonis. And he's not giving out the Matonis. So there the din is, Pturim in HaMatonis, Kedomo B'masnisen, the three Vayol Ksibahu, and so Chlish, Rirshain, Olakama Mavorish. Why, by Psula and Megdoshim, there's no Marasai. Al Koponim, we have here a stira. The Mishnah says, if one is potter from matonis because of shutfes akum, the Mishnah says, tzorech lirshaim. And the Baraisa says, ain't tzorech lirshaim. So the Gemara answers, hoche b'may askinon, the Yosef oivet kechovim amas chesa. The goy is there in the chanus that they shechted the behemah, they're selling the meat. The guy is there. No, if you see a guy there in the store, what is a guy doing there? So people put two and two together. Mr. Misa Shutef and the behemoth. That's why he's there. So people will realize that the behemoth is part of Hamatonis. What does Rashi say? Hochem ma'eskina, tamishtati ve'mev kechovim ein tzorech lirshaim. Doesn't have to make a roishim and the matonis to be megale that the shutfes akum, the Yosef Eved Kechov Mamas Chesa. Ksha Tabach Moicha Rabosa, when the Tabach is selling the meat, there's the goy there. The Mucha Chamil says, what is the goy doing there? David Kechovim Shutefu, that the goy is a shutef in this behime, ve'en kan chshad. There's no chshad whatsoever, because they see the goy there, so they understand that he's there because he's a shutef in the behemah. Umasnisen b'deloy yosef. In the Mishnah that says that you have to make a roishem, tzorch lirushem, means that the guy is not there b'shas the tabach is selling the meat. And so there it looks very modern, they're selling all the meat and the matonis, and why aren't you giving the matonis to the kohen? Zukta Gemara, the chavose gabi koi. Now, if the Baraisa is speaking about that the goy is there in the store, b'shas they're selling the meat, the chavose gabi koi. So the same, Kimta Mestam is speaking about when he's a shutef with a koi, the yosef amaschasa. So amaitzoch lirshem. So what is pshat in the Baraisa? The Baraisa differentiated between if the goy is a shutif in the behemo, or if the kain is a shutif in the behemo. The kain is, in both cases, the behemo is part of a matonis, but by the kain you have to make a roishim on the matonis to show that there's a shutif's kain, and by a goy you don't have to make. If the kain is also there, so the same message we derive from the that the guy is there, that he is a shutfus, we have the same message when the kain is there. So the Gemara says, the omri bisra kazo. No, people won't get the message. They see a kain in the chanus. They'll say, the kain is, he wants to buy some meat. People will not associate the kain that he's a shutfus in the behemoth. They'll say he's there because he wants to buy some meat. So comes out, the kohen is in the chanus, he doesn't necessarily tell us that he's a shutef in the behemoth. So maybe that's pshat in the goy also. So why by the goy there's no shat, there's no marasai? Someone says, you're right. Another kimte. The yosef oivet kechavim akaspese. The guy is behind the register. There was a box that people used to put money in the box. The guy is standing there by the register. What is the guy doing by the register? So, he's a shutef in the money, so he's standing there. So, the Gemara, the chavose gabi koin. So, it's speaking about the same story, that the koin also, the yosef akaspes, he's also standing behind the register, the box that they put in the money. So now you see, he's not a koine, he's by the box that the people to put the money in, you see, he's a shooter. Omri hemune hemne. No, so the Gemara says no. That's what the Koyin is standing there is not because he's a shutev. He wants him to watch the money. I mean, there's business going on. People are putting in money in the process. He needs someone to stand around. This box here was open for the people could take money from it also. There was a box full of money. So, Fakel, the Kohen is standing there to watch the money. It's not right that he's a shutef, the Mechira. Frek the Gemara, Ibezoi, so the Gemara says, Ibekechavim, Nami Omri Yemuni Hemnes. Maybe that's Pshat and the guy also. The guy is standing over there. He's watching the money. No one should take the money. Simo says, Ein emune ba'ivet kechav. No. If you want someone to watch the money, you don't take a guy to watch the money. So if you see a guy that's standing by the money box, because he's a bailam. So then you see the shutfes. But by a kohen, it's no raya from that the kohen is standing there, that he's a shutef. It could be he's there to watch the money. Let us see Rashi. The chavose gabi koin de bereise, the yosef koin amascheso, amaitzoch lirshe, anami mucha chemilse de koin shutefu. He's there, they're selling the meat, so everyone sees he's a shutef. Afilohochi de yosef koin amascheso, lehavi yodi inchi de koin shutefu. The Amri people say, Bisra Kazavin, Basa who writes a liknais. Some may also say the same thing by the guy also. Elulay tikma di yasabe v'kechavna maschus. So not that the guy is standing in the store and people will realize that he's there because he has a shutras in the behemah. Elulay tikma di yasabe v'kechavna kaspisa. The guy is standing al ha'argis shenoysim bo atabach ha'moish k'shemekablam tamin min aloikrim. He's standing by the box that the tabach puts the money in. Abadi mucher shapa de kechavim shutavoy. That's why he's standing by the box. The mirarayim, Simor says by kain is also the same thing. The mirarayim emune hemne l'shamrim loy shaliknevu meimenu. Simor says by the kain, it's no raya. He wants him to stand there to make sure that people should not steal some money from this argus. So the Gemara says, maybe that's pshat by the guy also. The Gemara says, Ein amuna b'ayvit kechav. Nisroel l'gilum l'hamin b'ayim. So if you see a guy by the box, you assume that, because he's a b'aylim, that's why he's standing by the kaspisa. But by a yid, by a kohen, I will not attribute this, I'll say, that he's standing there to watch the money. One teretz. I'll tell you a second teretz. Maybe not speaking about Badavki standing by the box of money. No, he's in the store. And when a guy is in the store, the guy is a shutev, automatically you know that he's a shutev. And when the kohen is in the store and he's a shutev, you don't know automatically that he's a shutev. Why? Oivet kechavim mitve poi. A guy talks a lot. So Memele, when the, you'll hear in a minute, Sarashi says, Iboy Yisayme, Sarashi says, Loilam kedekimne mikore. Was the kimte, the previous kimte. The Yosef oivet kechav mamaschasa. That it's speaking about that the guy is in the store. The kohen is also in the store. The stam oivet kechavim, if a guy is in the store, mitve poi toda, he's always talking. What is he talking? Hutzayik al titnim bekach elam bekach. That means since he's a shutef in the behemah, so when the yid who's making the sales, he wants to sell him a pound for $4.50, the guy says, what, $4.50? Charge him $5. The guy is there, so he says a day by every transaction, he says his day and wants to get more money. So you see, if the guy is at the day for how much to sell the meat, you see clear that the guy is a shooter. So when the guy is in the store, b'shas the mechire, so you hear him. You hear him as at the day for how much to sell. So just being in the store, you see he's a shutev. Aval koyin tzanuahu v'seimach ala tabach. The koyin has a shutvis in the behemah. He's a tzanuah. He doesn't give dayas. The tabach sells it for $4 a pound. So it's $4 a pound. V'seimach ala tabach. He doesn't say dayas. V'enakal yoydim shushutev. So therefore, by a koyin, even though he's in the store, so also, it's not muchach that he's a shutev. That's why you need a siman. Now, we have a tremendous problem with this Gemara. We learned on Daf Kufla Amid Beis, in the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, the Shitas Rashi is, Me'eis Zoyvech, Zoyvchei Azevach, Aviyayim Afilu Tabach Koyin B'mashmet. So Rashi says, Pshat, Rashi learns it's a deraisa de kedin, the whole aloche, that a kohen is potter from matnas kune is nafke if he's going to eat the meat for himself. But if he's selling the meat, avobeime, afilo kohen, kloime mishahu, afilo kohen, lovi kohen, shenase tabach limke. A kohen sells, he has his own behemah, and he's selling the meat for yidin, he's mechuyev to give matnas kune to another kohen, and not for himself. Whoever, here we're speaking about it seems what the Gemara is speaking about, we're speaking about there's a store, they're selling the meat, that's what we're talking about over here, and therefore in the store you have to make a simen on the meat to show that it's, that there's a shoot of goyim, and I say, you're part of giving matonis. So can shayil aben, the achayim has to kasha, so, you chayv matonis. Shutvas, a coin is only potter b'matonis if he's going to eat the meat himself, if he's selling it. We're talking about a store that's selling the meat. So a coin is also chayiv. So what's tutzach dog? So the Lev Aryeh wants to say, we heard in the Gemara before, the first 3 weeks that a coin starts selling the meat, before when he starts selling his meat, he doesn't know how successful he'll be as a moicher, he doesn't know. So Memele, his behemoth that is being sold, he's always bedas the first 2 or 3 weeks that if he won't find customers, so it's going to be, he'll keep it for himself. Koyin Tabach, that's the Zikney Doran said this, Koyin Tabach Stein Vesholish Shabbos is Potomina Matonis, Mikan Ve'ela Chayva Matonis, and the Rishainim, the Ritve, says Pshat, according to Shitas Rashi, because when he first starts selling, he doesn't know how successful he'll be. So it's always in the back of his mind, if it won't be sold, so he'll use the meat for himself. So it's not cool, so it's cool. It's in Yesod, it's his behemoth to the Yesod is always a backup, he'll use the behemoth, so it's not cool. It's not nichlal me'ez zeivchei hazevach. After 2-3 weeks, he sees he's successful. Then the din is, it's chayi b'matonis. So they say, so here it's speaking about, also, it's talking about, maschus is speaking about over there that, the hanimila deloy k'avol hocha kova maschus. The Gemara says, kova maschus. So that means he opened up a store, and with his name, Berl HaKoyin, he opened up a store. So you see, Chloe, he's in business already. He, over here, was speaking about it was a store of a Yid. The Tabach was a Yid. He's a shutef with him. He's just starting out. It's not Kova Maschuso. Kova Maschuso means that he was Keveya, his store already. He opened up a store, and the signs all over that... The Yankel, the Koyin, is come to buy meat. So then you see he's really up to selling. But here we're speaking about, we see Klal, that the Yisrael is the Moichel. The Kerda Zaknach Nishkein Deyes, he keeps quiet. He's so that's not called Kova Masra. So Lamaise, so we have here this heter of the speaking on the Kimta, speaking about that these are... the first 3 weeks, and that's not called kova, it's bimaschisa, but it's not kova maschisa. The Chayson Yeshua wants to say, according to Taisvus, Taisvus says it's not a Dreisa Dikedin, it's a Drabona Dikedin, that Chazal were Machai b'matonis, it shouldn't be Mapsid de Kahanim, by becoming Shutim, the Akhen will become a Shutim for all the Israelim, so the Kahanim will lose their Matnes Kohune. So he wants to say this was a takone from the Ziknei Dorim, and the Mishnah didn't hold of this takone. This was a takone of the Ziknei Dorim. We saw Rav Kavla was unaware of this takone. So this is, here we're going on the Mishnah. The takone was chal later. The Mishnah, the Baraisa, was unaware of the takone. Zuk to Gemara Vaita. Omamar, Upsule Amogdoshim Ein Sorich Lirshein. It said in the Baraisa that if a person is selling Psule Amogdoshim, Sheniftu, that means Lachayrem, he was Poide Kochim Shehumamu. So that's Potter, it's Potter from Matnas Kohune. So you don't have to make a simen. Everyone is able to tell that this is Psulei HaMukdoshim, and the no Psulei HaMukdoshim is part of HaMatonis, no problem. Upsulei HaMukdoshim ain't Tzorich Lirshein. Alme Mukach HaMilse, when you sell Psulei Magdoshim, everyone knows that Psulei Magdoshim is part of Hamatodos. Fragt die Gemara, wo nannt, nann Psulei Amagdoshim, Nimkorim, Beitlis, Psulei Amagdoshim are sold in the market, Vnishchotim Beitlis, the Geshochten in the market, Vnishkolim Belitre, and you weigh them as you weigh normal meat. So the Pshat the Gemara's Kasha is, I mean, how do you know it's Psulei HaMikdoshim meat? If it would be sold in a different oifen, people see that this is a Psulei HaMikdoshim. So Memele, then I understand that, so it's not necessary to make Aroshim because it's Nika, this is Psulei HaMikdoshim, it's Tzvi Vayo. But we learned to sell Psulei Magdoshim Beitlis in the market. That's a piece of meat like all other meat. So no one is going to know that it's Psulei Magdoshim. So why don't you need a Roshim? Tirgimo Rav Ade Barave Kamei de Rapope Bo'oison Hanim Korim B'soich HaBayis. That what the Barais says, the Psulei HaMikdoshim, you do not need a Roshim, is speaking about there's two types of Psulei HaMikdoshim, let's just read Ois Veini Kabisul. There's Psulei HaMikdoshim Abukhir Balmum, Maisa Behema Balmum. There the din is, the Bukhir belongs to the Kohen, it becomes a Balmum, he sells it. And there, the money, there's not an opinion over there, it belongs to the Kohen, Maisa Behema belongs the Maisa became a Balmum. So it's a Balmum, so you're not makriv it, and so it belongs to the Yisrael. And if you want to sell it, so who keeps the money? The Balmum keeps the money. The Bukhir, the Kohen, keeps the money. The Maisa, the Balmum keeps the money. Now, so we'll see soon. So by these, so this is Psulei HaMikdoshim. It's the Psulei HaMikdoshim. These Psulei HaMikdoshim, Chazal were very makbid. It's not kosher to meat. It has a past history. It has a yichus. It was kochim. It became a balmum. You don't sell it like kosher to meat. So Chazal asked to sell it in the markets, to sell it in the itlas. You want to sell it, you sell it in your house. You sell in your house. No, you sell in your house, so a person sees all of a sudden that a person shechted a behemet sold in the house. So a person realizes right away that this is the house is not a place where to sell it. There's not too many leikrim there, so it spells out Psulei HaMikdoshim. Bakelt, it's the covet of the meat. You shouldn't be mezalzel in the meat. So everyone knows it's Psulei HaMikdoshim. And Psulei HaMikdoshim is Potter from Matnas Kohune. So, no problem. There's no Marasayim whatsoever. That what it says, that Psulei HaMikdoshim are Nimkorim Beitlis, is speaking about, not Pcheir HaMais, it's speaking about a person had a Kolbim, let's say he had a Kolbim Shlomim, and became a Balmum. So he's paid it. Now, he's paid it. Now, if you're going to be frum with this, you're going to be frum with this paidah, you can tell him, listen, you be paidah, very good, paidah. You have to know, but don't sell it in the market. You sell it in your house. He says, I couldn't talk. Michael Tavis, I'm going to give you money for it, and then I can only sell it in my house. That means you have a behemoth that's worth $1,000, can be sold in the market. I should sell it in my house, I'm only going to get $200 for it, because there's not too many kainim in those. So he says, I should give you $1,000 to be paid to this behemah, Michael Tavis. So what's going to happen? So he'll see, he's asking to give $200, but not more than that. So now, Hegdish is going to have a hefset, because of this frumkeit, that we're going to be, that we hear that this behemoth was once a korban. Now, we'll be mezalzel in the meat. We'll say, only shechted in your house, only sell it from your house. So if we will be chos on the covet of the meat, so we have to know Hegdish is going to have a hefset. No one will pay $1,000 for it, and then they're going to sell it for $200. So Hegdish is going to have a hefset. So we have to be shoykel, which is worth more, the covet of the meat or the hefset of Hegdish. So the machia is that the hefset of Hegdish is more choshuv than the covet of the meat. So Memele, so Bezin tells him he comes to be paid it, how much? $1,000. You sell it in the market. Don't worry about it. You sell it in the market. You'll get your $1,000. So Memele, so such psulei amagdoshim that lemaise Hegdish will derive benefit from it. If it will be nimkar be'itles, so then those psulei amagdoshim is taka nimkar be'itles. The psulei amagdoshim, which Hegdish says no benefit whatsoever, it's his b'chayr or his ma'isa behema shehumimo, so he wants to make profit from it. When it's coming to your profit, we tell you, you have to be chas on the covet of the meat, and you only, you don't sell it be'itles. He sell it the base. So let us see Rashi. The Rashi, Alma Muchachem Milsayu, if it says Psulei Hamekdoshim, you don't have to make a Roshim, Alma Muchachem Milsayu, Leimaz Muluke Derechulin, you don't sell it the way you sell normal meat. The Mares, it's not true. Psulei Hamekdoshim is Nimkar Be'itles B'shuk. So the Mares says, no, the Barais is speaking about Boys on them named Korim Besoich Abayis, Becher Meiser. The Hosom Tnan, there it says, Chutz Mina Becher Vahameiser, Shahanos on Lebailim, Shane de Mayim Kodish, Egdish doesn't get any money from it, Tosibu Laisi Poda Vlaisi Girl. The Hainu ain't Kedusha Lid Mayim, there's no Kedusha whatsoever. Lefikach lehitiru loy bishvil hanosoi. He wants to sell this shuk in the itlas. Lezalzel behen, to be mezalzel in the meat. Lemoicham bishuk kederechulen. No. Ruinamate should be mezalzel in the meat. Ela besoy chabayis. He'll sell the besoy chabayis. It's behemoths that have a yichus. They were months kobonis. If he'll sell in the bayis, so there's a hefsid. Shein aleim koifzim kol kach. But, sorry, you can't be mezalzel in the meat. Meinem chamilse. So, abacher balmum, maisa balmum, the oifen that it's sold, it's mucha chamilse, that it's kochim. That it's so mikdosh. Ah, psul he mikdosh shed the may pidyanim nichnas so mikdosh awesome. When you paid it, it goes to Hegdish. Eloi shor is leila moichan b'shuk. If you will not be matter to sell it b'shuk, like poglum, he call her b'zil. We'll only buy it for a cheap price. We keep say to the Hegdish. And it's so rich lirushayim. There you have to make a regime in. I had a problem. Rashi says that by Samazai Psule and Magdoshim, let's see, a Shlomim that became a Balmum. So Rashi says, Ilay Sharis Leila Moichalam Beshuk. There, if you won't be matter, if you won't be matter, Sharis Leila Moichalam Beshuk. So, you won't be matter to sell it bishuk. I won't give you $1,000 for it. I'll only give you $200. We kept saying the Hegdish. So here, so therefore Hegdish, so therefore they were matter to shuk. So I didn't understand what pshat le poriklu mikore ela bizel. The halacha is, we had keseder and chulim, that when you pay the behemah, you need hamada varoche. I mean, it wasn't stop. So you came to, you handled with the gizbar. You needed hamada varoche. They shot stop. How much the behemah is worth? I mean, you didn't. It wasn't a handlera. They were Mishaya, 10 people. I mean, there was a whole ASIC to shots up the value of the behemoth before you were paid it. So what child will be paid the bezoil? Dashi says will be paid the bezoil. So it could be that, I mean, that's the value. I mean, listen, if you can't, that is the haroche. The haroche is that, I mean, the value is relative. If there's no demand for it, no one's going to give $1,000 for it. They don't go, when they were married, the shavis of the behemoth, it wasn't only they looked at the meat and the dust and this is $1,000 behemoth, they also looked at the market price. And then this behemoth has a market price of metalamysis. It's only worth $200 because it could only be sold the bias. So that's L'chayr Ibshat. That could be that's Emes Ibshat. Then I thought another Teretz. I don't know if it's an Emes Teretz. The Dvar Avrom Chelek Beis Simen Chavdalet Eis Beis is a tremendous problem that Tosfos asks in Temura Lefchavzayin Amid Beis. There's a member of Shmuel. Shmuel said Hegdish Shove Mone Shechilu Layal Shove Prute Mechulu. Ketek Shove Mone Mechalol Tan Shove Prute. So Hashem Yishamayim, there's a din hamod of aroche. You have to, how does this work by a behemen? So Tosfos is mitzaded in one teretz that the whole din of hamod of aroche is only by if the poide is someone else, not the magdish. If the magdish is poide, you don't need hamod of aroche. This whole thing was, someone was Magdish Abayim and someone else wants to be paided, then there's a halacha that you need Hamod Baroche. But if the Magdish alone is paid, you don't need Hamod Baroche. So I thought perhaps we could say that this Bezoil is speaking about if we became a Balmum and the Magdish wants to be paid. So it's one of these two Talutim. Let us go a little further. Zukta Gemara Vaita. Let us just give a little hakadome, because after we'll learn through the whole sugya, we'll see this yesod. It's muchach from the sugya. We had Allah in the Mishnah that, if a person is a shutef with a kohen, so the din is that it's butter from matanis. So be'etzem, we'll see from the sugya, that what shutef's kohen patters is only if the kohen has a shutef's in the matanis. That means, if you'll have such a case that the kohen is a bailim and everything besides the matonis, we can see later, the matonis belong to a Yisrael. And the whole behemoth belongs to a kohen. Then the din is the zachiyah matonis. I shutfis kohen. No. The whole p'tur of shutfis kohen is that he's a shutef in the matonis. And if he's, and it could be the other way also. It could be the whole behemoth belongs to a Yisrael and the kohen is a shutef in the matonis. So he put it for matonis. The whole p'tur of shutef's kohen, which we had a Tosfos, you need a sesh al chiyu. We had a whole shaila sev apilu miktsa sev, that if the father was a tzvi and the mother was a taisha, so there's a shaila seva miktsa. The whole p'tur is a p'tur of miktsa because in the matones there's a chelik that's potter for matones, And if we all say, Afilomikta says, so al kaponim, the chelet of the matonis that are mechuyev, it's al kaponim, that's what this, it's a seshal chiyev. In the matonis, whatever is mechuyev is completely mechuyev. If there's shutfas yis, if there's a shutfas koyin in the matonis, that patos. But the shutfas patos only in the matonis, not in the rest of the behemoth. That's the whole ptul. Now, that's one yesod. A second yesod, I'd like to mention, let's say you have a shutfas, the Rab Reuven in Masechtas Baba Basra, Simen Dalet, I think, which is necessary to understand our sugya. He says, in every shutvim, there are two inyonim. He says, in every shutvim, there's an inyon that each shutvim has a chatzi kinyon in the whole dover hamishutvim. That means, I'm a bailim in the whole dover, and you're a bailim in the whole dover. How can both of us be bailim? So I have a chatzi kinyon, that means in the eches of the kinyon, I have a bailis. It's a chatzi kinyan, not a complete kinyan. And you have a kinyan in the whole dover hamishutev. And l'choyre, if there's shutvim in percentage, so it's also the same thing. If one is two-thirds, one is one-third, so in the eches of the kinyan, this is a one-third of a kinyan, and he is two-thirds, but it's a kinyan in the whole chayfet. Then when you make chalukah, there's a new parsha. When we make chalukah, we see, you divide the dover hamishutev. This one has this chalik, this one has this chalik. What happens now? See, so that's a second din in shutvis. There's shutvis comes with two stages. There's a stage when they are in a matzav of shutvis, then the bailus is, each one has a mitzvah kinyan in the whole thing. That is a kinyan aguf. It's pshat is, I have a ownership in the whole thing. Therefore, I'm entitled to use it. You're entitled to use it. I have a bailus in the whole thing. That's called a mitzvah kinyan. A mitzvah kinyan in the whole thing. In that kinyan, that bailus exists till chalukah. Then, in every shutvis, there's another stage. If we'll ever decide to make a chalukah, then, from me'ayim olaholo, or maybe it's oymed lemafreya, that this chalukah will be mine, and this chalukah will be yours. Then, we have two chalukim take. The man that holds yesh breire. So, the yesh breire means, this half was mine. After we made, this half was always mine. But it was always mine, that means for after chalukah, it was always mine. But cause man, we didn't make chalukah, there's no shot, I own half. I own the whole thing with a mixus kinyan. So memele, with this we'll be able to appreciate that what it says, this shutvis koyin patos, we're speaking about a shutvis, the koyin is a shutvis in the whole baim, in the matonis also. Whatever the chelik of the kohen is, but he has a shutfis in the whole behemoth. So since in the matonis, there's a bailus of a kohen, that patos from matonis. But if you'll have a chetimtze, the kohen is only a shutif, not in the matonis, so forget about it. Then the zichachi of matonis. That's the hagdama to the next sugya. And now we'll be able to appreciate the next sugya. Omar Rav Huna, Shutev Barosh. What is if the Koyin is only a Shutev Barosh? Of Kamach Lechatchila. That means Fakert, that the whole Baim is yours, and I have a Shutvis in the Rosh. Now in the Rosh, there's the Lechayayim. I'm a Shutev in the Rosh. So I have a Psashtikul Baidus. Potter min Alechi. So, the Lechayayim, the Matona of Lechayayim is Potter, because there's a Shutvis Koyim. But what's with this Roya? What's with the Kaver? Zroyin Kevid is a Chiv. I don't have a Shittvis in the Zroyin the Dos. Shittv Barosh, Potom in Alechi. Shittv Biyad, Potom in Azroya. Shittv Neimahayim, Potom in Akeve. So that means each Matone is Nidim Bifnei Atzmoy. If there's a Chiv, a Matone, or there's a Ptum Matone, is totally, if in this Matone the Shittvis Koyin, Shittvis Akum, it's Potter. If there's no Shittvis Akum in this Matone, so this Matone is Chai. V'chiyev v'arav oma afilo shuta v'achz mem pota mikulam. Chiyev v'arav held that it's there's a din of matonis, they're all one. So if in one of the matonis the shutvas koyin, so all the matonis are pota. That's the machlekes Ravuna and Chiyev v'arav. Let us see what Rashi says. Shutav b'roish v'loy b'yoysa. Meisevei, a roish sheli. We learned a baraisa that the koyin had the whole beime. Now he's selling the whole beime and he's mishaya the roish. A roish sheli, I want to have a bailus in the roish. The kula shaloch, the rest of the beime is yours. Vafula echad mi meya barosh. I'm not being mishaya the whole roish. I'm being mishaya 100th of the Rosh. Now in the Rosh there's the Lechayayim. Potter. So Lechayim, the Ritas Advor means, so it's Potter from Lechayayim. Hayat Sheli, Vekula Shaloch, Avilachim Imeya Biyad, Potter. It's Potter, it seems, from Zoya. Bnei Ma'ayin Sheli, Vekula Shaloch, Avilachim Imeya Bem, Potter. My love, Potter min Alechi, Vechayim Bekulam. Potter min Azoya, Vechayim Bekulam. So we see clearly that the matones, one are not dependent on the other. Each matone is totally. If the shutvas koyin in it, so then it's potter. If this matone does not shutvas koyin, so it's chay. So Chiyev v'arav said, loy potter mikum. No, it doesn't mean potter from this matone, it's potter from all the matones. The Gemara, the listening potter mikulum, so it's saying it says potter. He says a shutvas in the roish is potter. It seems he's potter from the lechayayim. Listening potter mikulum. Boy Tanya, learned another baraisa. Horosh shali v'kula shaloch afalach mimeya baroish. Potter min halechi v'chayev v'kulum. It says clearly that shutvas koyin only potters the maton that he has a shutvas in v'chayev v'kulum. Yufte de Chiyev v'arav, yufte zot Rashi. Afilo echad mimei biyad, afilo ein lekoyin elei v'kachovim chelik bezroya, ela echad mimei, potom tabach. Ubekoyin oyoy v'kachovim shemocha b'ayim v'le tabach Yisrael. Come, it's when the first belong to koyin, he's selling everything to the Yid, and he's leaving over a bailus and a roish. Bekula gassin and potom stoma. Yochelis na pota mikulam behedye, vaitanya, behedye le pota le elamin alechi. Fine, so, see, Chiyev v'arav is upkefrei. Amar Rav Chisdev, where did Chiyev v'arav get this havamine that the matonis are all one set, and if there's a shutvis akum or koyin, and one of the matonis, automatically, all the pot of all matons. Pa masnise atise. This baraisa, he made a mistake from this baraisa. L'chiyev v'arav. The sanya we learned a baraisa. Eslim v'arba matnes kunein. The 24 matnes kunein. V'kulon nitno la'arin olabono b'chlal o prat. It was given in a klal prat or klal, or bris melach. Zabris Melach and all the 24 matones. Kolam a kaimon ki lekaim b'chal l'prat bris melach. Seen Rashi what that means. V'choleiv aleim ki loiv al b'chal l'prat bris melach. Ve'eluhem. Now we're going to be made the 24 matnas kuna. Eser b'migdosh v'arba b'Yerushalayim v'eser b'gvulam. Eser b'migdosh. Which poshed means it was nechel b'migdosh. These are kotshe kotshim. Chatos v'chatos o'iv, o'shem v'adei v'oshem toli, v'zivchei shalmei tzibor, that they were makriv shvuas, שוס קודשי קודשים, ולויק שמן של מצוירו, ושתי הלחם, ולחם הפונים, ושיורי מנוחס, ומנחס או אימא. זו דיזה עד עשר במקדוש. וארבע בירושלים, הבחוירו, והביקורים, ומורם מן התוידה ומאל נוזה. ואוירו יסקוטשם. You see, this Eiris Kotshim is a little problematic why it's called Birushalayim. The Eser Bigvulim, and then there's 10 Matnas Kuna Bigvulim, Trume, or Trume Smaisa Bachala, Bereshis Ageis, Umatoneis, Upidyin Aben, Upidyin Petach Amir, Ustei Achuze, Ustei Charozim, Ustei Charomim, Vigezel Hagen. Husava midekachoshiv lula matonis bechodet. It says chov dalad matonis. So vaystachois that matonis. It's one set of matonis. It's not three. It's not zroye one chayim two and keve. It's matonis. So it's a set. Midekachoshiv lula matonis bechodet. Chodeninu. It's one din of matonis. So he held, so if there's Shutfis Akum or Shutfis Koyin in one, so Memele, so that patos. All of them. Velohi, but it's not true. Otu Muram Mitoida Ve'el Nozer the Kachoshim Lu Bechode. One of the Chof Dalid Matnes Kune is the Chazei V'Shoik. From a toide and an el nozer. That's one of the 24. Mishum dechodenino. It's one. It's two different kabonis. It's a different muram. A muram from an el nozer. This raya b'sheile. The muram from the toide is the dalad lachamim. The different dvorim hamuramim. Elokiven de damien lahadodi choshim lukechodet. But since there is a similarity in them, so and when he speaks about the Chov Dal Matones, so he puts them, and this is one Matone, Hamuram min el nozer min atoide. Ochinami kivin de domien lahadodi choshev lu kechode. Since there are similar, these are all tataka the three different Matones. This is royal chayim vekeve. But upon them, since they're similar, so. He reckons it as one, but really there are three distinct matonis, and shutfis akum or koyin in one will not patter the other. Let us just start the Rashi. Bechlal oprat bevayikach koyrach. When it mentions the chavdalad matonis, lechol kotshi bnei Yisrael lechol nisatim. Hode meforish kol chad v'chad, v'zayir locho mikoydish akadoshim min ha'esh. So it starts off with a klal, and then there's a prat, and then I have here in Moisef Rashi, it's a klal prat a klal. It ends up b'chol trumes kotshim chosar v'kolal. It's a klal prat a klal. U'bris melach ksiv b'seifet, after, Bris Melach Oilamu, Kishem Shebris Melach Eine Shebeses never becomes bottle, Kenzu Loi Tishbois. Now it says, whoever's Mekayim the Chavdal Matonis Kilokayim Klolis Uprote Shebetoire. So Rashi says, God in the Mice of Rashi, says a little better, Kilokayim Kola Toire Kula Shenitna Libresh Bechlal Uprato Klal. So Mamela, if a person's Mekayim the Chov Dalad Matonis, it's Ki'ilu, is Mekayim Kola Teire Kula, that's Nitin Lidresh Beklal Prato Klal, Ubris Melach Shel Korbonis, so in Moisef Rashi Bin Zan Rashi Babakam Echilu Kayim, Kol HaKorbonis Shenitna Behem Bris Melach.